You ever done any work on anything like that?
Well, yes, I worked on the West Pier about 3 years. Sure did.
Was this when you were in the Army?
No, since I come out.
Were you living down there?
I was boarding down there. Boarding down there, old fella.
Yeah. You know, if you have a stream of water flowing along and then suddenly it drops over and the water comes on down, you call that a...
Well, I call it this cliff where the water falls off, you know.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you a place on Black Creek, just like she was talking about. Deep back in and just under that place and just pours over, see.
Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
I've always called it a cliff where the water poured. I don't know what the name of it is, but that.
I was wondering if you'd say pour over a waterfall or falls. Or...
A waterfall or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe about all you could call it.
Yeah. What kinds of roads do you have around here?
Well, we've got one paved road through here and the rest of them gravel.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, gravel roads?
Just like that is right out there.
Gravel.
Yeah. What if it didn't have gravel on it?
Well, it gets straddling slick when it rains, you couldn't travel.
Yeah.
Just stand in one place and spin, all you could do.
That road doesn't look like it has much gravel on it, though.
Pretty thick on that road, yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, it's been graveled about half a dozen times I know of since I've been living here, see.
Uh-huh.
That gravel must be that thick.
They just keep putting it on, huh?
Yeah, right. When them holes get in there, well, I always notice the supervisor. He comes and gravels and takes the machine and straightens out.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you had one paved road.
Yeah, that highway there, see, that's paved all the way.
Uh-huh. What's a paved road made out of?
Cement.
Okay.
Concrete. Now they got one up in the post office that goes back this way that is blacktop. See,
uh-huh.
Tar and slag.
Mm-hmm. I see. What would you call a little road that goes off the main road?
Well, I just call it a settlement road that goes somewhere through the country there, something.
A settlement road?
Yeah. It couldn't be a highway, you know.
What about a road, say if you came to a man's farm down the public road and then came to the turnoff going down to his house?
Well, you'd just call it a drive-in just like this is. You see where you turn and go down, down to his house.
What about if you had a big farm and say you had a sort of a road from house to the barn?
That'd just be driving where you go to your barn. You know, it could be.
And what if you have trees or something on both sides of the road?
Well, if you cut them down if you want to, let them stand there.
But you wouldn't call that road anything special?
No, it wouldn't be nothing, just a driving to go to your barn or something like that.
Yeah.
You
know. And, you know, some roads are so small that only one car can go on them at a time. You can't meet another car on there.
No, let's see now. It's down here by Neil Hively, is down that way. That road's narrow through there. You can't hardly, if you meet one to come, you just have to pull over for the ditch you can and let him ease his own bus.
Mm-hmm. So what about something along the side of the street for people to walk on?
I call it a sidewalk.
Okay.